Casey at work on Casey 107.7.
Dis 10:32, as jy nou net ingeskakel het, jy kyk saam met my, Michelle, ek hou jou geselskap, bring vir jou lekker musiek, tot en met 12:00 vandag. Maar ouder gewoonte, hoe op 'n Dinsdag, dan gesels ek met Il Ontong. Môre Il, hoe gaan met jou?
Goeiemôre, net besig.
Ek sien jy hartebeat tussen almal rond vanoggend. Maar jy gaan nou 'n bietjie rustig kan wees hier by my.
Hoopelik,
Ek wil by jou hoor, ons is nou by week 4.
Yes.
The benefits and limits of AI.
Okay, I think before we go there,
yes,
just to do a recap of what we have discussed thus far. So, we've explained the last time we spoke about using text to generate image, text to generate video, and text to generate sound.
Yes.
Jingles and stuff like that. So AI, it's really good in handling repetitive work. Okay, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So you get the AI that can manage your downloads, your desktop, and your documents without you having to interfere. Okay, and you get AIs that can write your emails and save your work, hours of work in responding to emails. It will generate replies on emails, schedule meetings, aligns with the calendar and preferences. So there's a whole lot of AI platforms that you can use to make your work at work more productive or in your personal life. So, you know, your calendar, your Google Calendar option, and then you bring AI and then AI manage your calendars, AI so reply to the email. So sometimes I use AI to reply to emails when I'm at loss of words.
Yeah.
And I'm in English data because
I ook geraak 'n bietjie. Okay, so
I will take that email and then I said, listen, AI generate me a reply or response to this. Okay. But still you have to look at it and retweak it a little bit here and there in order to get the right response to the people. So that is in a nutshell how AI does repetitive work for you, and it saves you a lot of hours of reply on an email. Well, AI can do that for you.
Absolute. So, okay, so as I said, we're in week 4, and that's about the benefits and the limits of AI. So my first question then today is, what are some things AI does really well?
Like I said, it's repetitiveness. You can respond to emails via AI typing text, like in WhatsApp. Classic example, you say, hey, listen, I need to respond to this message without being sound rude, but a little bit stern, and AI will write you a response to that message. So it's repetitive work. It saves your thumbs a little bit of exercise.
Yeah.
Writing and responding to it. And emails, it manages your calendars. It can manage your downloads in your desktop. So it will create folders for you, like a workspace, and it will create a workspace on your laptop where you can manage all your stuff.
Much easier, sure. Can AI replace humans in their jobs?
When it comes to repetitiveness, yes. Like data analytics.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can use AI for data analytics because there's a whole lot of AI platforms that is designed for data analytics. So sometimes you don't have to have a data analyst to analyze data, but if you're in a more advanced area where you work with massive amount of data, then you need human interaction with it.
Okay? Yeah.
But it will never take over completely. You can have a robot, an AI robot that will serve coffee.
Yeah.
But it won't make the coffee for you.
Yes.
Like that personal touch to it. So yes, a harki and a beer cube, this is a swan. So that won't be impacted by AI. But all the other stuff could be, but it's limited.
Yeah. So what are some things that AI still can't do?
AI doesn't understand the real world. It only understands facts, and that's it. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about in terms of facts. So if there's a game on, or there's a concert taking place right now, or game.
Yeah.
So AI won't give you that results happening now. So real life events, those stuff won't be captured in AI. So AI only works on what is on the web pages.
Yes.
So updated websites, he will extract data from there.
Okay.
But live events taking place right now, he won't be able to do that. He won't give you non-fictional stuff or fictional information.
Yeah.
He can write a book for you, a fictional book, yeah. But when it comes to facts, it only works on facts. So some keren, I vraag voor AI luister, ik wil goed dit en dit. Say, but I don't understand what you're trying to ask me. So maybe you should consult Google or consult some other web page in order for you to get what you want.
Yeah.
So that's the limit of AI, that it won't give you what you need sometimes, and it will refer you to something where you might get something from it. Like yesterday, I've tapped in something in AI. I asked him, AI, give me images that portrays this and this and this. So AI can't give you images that's portraying certain stuff. Okay. So he will refer you to sites where you might can get those images.
Okay.
So AI can't extract images from pages and say, this is what you want. So you have to go in for the references given.
Yes.
Go to that site and then see what you need from that.
Okay. Okay.
So AI is very predictive. But... it won't give you... So the reason for that is because AI is designed to generate its own images based on text. You see?
Yeah.
So it's built in its algorithms to generate images based on text. So as ik nou vraag, ik zoek een picture van Michelle, dan gaat hij niet meer kan kennen, want ik kan het misschien... Daar moet je op Casey's website gaan kijken voor een picture van Michelle.
Ja. Of as jy nou my naam in van sit, sal hy kan Facebook gee, of wat hy nie daai nie.
Hy sal jou inligting kan gee rondom die persoon.
Ja.
A few months back, or a few weeks back, we did the exercise upstairs with the presenters.
Yes.
So you tap in the name of the person, and then it will give you detail of it.
Ja.
But it's limited to the details. So it will still give you references to where to find the rest of the other details.
Ja.
Okay. But it won't give you a picture of the person.
Okay.
So it will take you to where the picture is of that person. So if I type in Michelle Zebragen, working with Casey as a presenter, give me a picture of it. So listen, I can't give you that, but you can find it on that website. There you will find the picture. Or you can Google for the picture.
I always know what's... kyk mooi na mense belang ook. Serie jou foto's en vir almal rond nie. Okay, my last question. Should we trust AI completely?
No, like I said, sometimes AI do make mistakes. And that's where the human side of AI comes in. So the human interaction with AI comes in to verify information given to you. Okay? So let me give you an example quickly, what I'm talking about. So because I'm working with data sometimes, so I'm using a platform called Monica AI, which is quite an expensive platform to use. So in the Monica platform AI, I've got ChatGPT, I've got Dale, I've got Lima, I've got various other platforms, AI platforms like DeepSeek, writing agents, ghostwriters, and all of that I've got in that platform. So when I work with data, I would ask for comparisons between the other platforms.
Oh, okay.
To see if the data that I receive from Monica is accurate in comparison to what the other platforms are giving me. Okay. So you still have that human interaction to make sure that my data is correct. Sometimes they give me data, then I still verify the data in Excel to make sure that what has been given by AI, Excel can verify the percentages.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is AI does have the loopholes, but eventually we'll get there where AI won't be able to make mistakes. But like I said, somebody once said, if you can give me a person who got 100% in all his subjects throughout the school year, then I will become something else. So
exactly.
So hopefully AI will get there, but I doubt it because it's still human interactions taking place behind the scenes, and humans can make errors behind the scenes, like in programming. It's like Google Sheets. Sometimes when you design Google Sheets, you say, but this answer is required. So you can't proceed from that point unless you complete that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was not supposed, was probably supposed to be like that. Now, because somebody said, but in this, it's a requirement, you have to fill it in. But in the back end, or the people who designed it, but we don't actually need that information. It's optional information, but now somebody just made a wrong setting, and now it's required to fill in that, those details.
Yes. Alex, ek sê vir jou baie baie dankie vir jou tyd en ek weet jy's baie besig vandag. So ek hoop jy kon ons so 'n bietjie 'n breather gevat het. So ja, ons sien uit wat jy volgende week weer vir ons gaan bring.
Ja, volgende week gesels ons 'n bietjie meer in depth in and AI in business creativity in the future. So for next month we will work on AI in business, the creativity and the future of AI in our businesses.
Baie interessant. Ons sien uit. Ek sien
baie dankie, Michelle.
Mooi dag vir jou.
Sjoude vir jou ook.
Okay, boy. Daai was Alan Tong. Hy bring elke dinsdag vir ons 'n bietjie TikTok. Net om vir ons 'n bietjie die werk net makliker te maak, meer produktief te maak en hoe om AI te gebruik vir jou eie voordeel.
You're at work radio every day 9 to 12 only on KC 107.7.